Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
In the UEFA Champions League, every moment is a story.
Bukayo Saka scores!
And every great story needs an audience. The UEFA Champions League. Stream every goal, every game, live exclusively on Paramount Plus.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Happy Halloween, everybody. Welcome to Friday Halloween. I love my evil voices. Hey, it's Mike Elam sitting in for Mark Reardon today. I'm so excited when I get to come in and do the show on a Friday because we kick everything off with the Reardon Roundtable. We have a very nice crew in here today. When I say nice, I mean experienced. These folks have been around the block and they know what they're talking about. And I mean that being around the block in the nicest way possible. Jane Duker is here. Jane, how are you?
I am better than I deserve.
You know, you and I just keep shrinking away.
I'm telling you, got to get down to our fighting weight.
I think I'm at my fighting weight. How about you?
I'm done.
I'm good, too. I haven't been at this weight since before my oldest was born, and he's 31.
There
you
go.
It was good to get there, but I had to have new clothes. Ted House is joining us, former circuit judge. I was at Brittany Smith's party last night, Circuit Judge Smith. She is running for re-election. It is always good to see you, sir.
Thank you, Michael.
Uh-oh, we don't have his mic on.
Uh-oh, here we go. I'll press it. There you go.
All right, let's try that again. Ted, how are you?
Thank you, Michael. Great to see you.
There you go. It's always good to have a St. Charles guy. And representing southeastern Missouri, going way back. I didn't know. David Barklage is with us, GOP strategist extraordinaire. So you and Ted went to college together.
Yeah, I knew Ted before he was a Democrat and after he was no longer a Democrat.
Okay.
And it's not fair because the two Democrats I actually like are here, so I have to drop my partisanship and everything else and be polite. So this is not fun. You've taken all my weapons away.
David and I went to Central Methodist University in Fayette, Missouri.
How about
that? Small world. I didn't know
back
that.
Back in the 70s. Well, 80s.
Yeah.
Early
80s. 80s, yeah.
In the...
And they were like
19,
10.
Yeah, they were all prodigies.
Yes.
That's how they ended up there. Well, it's great to see you guys. And Jane, appreciate everybody being here. So just to kind of kick things off, I guess we'll start with the low-hanging fruit, right? I don't know if you've heard, the government shut down. And it doesn't seem to be opening up anytime soon. Jane, you think we're going to start changing that anytime soon?
I don't know. I am not seeing evidence that the sides are budging. And so it's disconcerting with me. There was a court order today that said that Trump has to go ahead and fund the SNAP benefits.
Right.
So that could change the dynamic significantly because I think, you know, the pain that I think a lot of Democrats would be upset about may not be occurring. You know, I'm finally to the point where I'm pock on both their houses. I mean, guys.
Ready to open?
Yeah, I mean, we're ready to open. And, you know, you got to have the fight. And look, every side does this. If the Democrat's the president, the Republicans shut it down. And, you know, if there's a Republican president, oh, it's the Democrats that shut it down. And, you know, it's frustrating that we can't come up with a budget.
But David Barclay, this one feels different to me from a standpoint of this is they're trying to do a continuing resolution. That it's a continuing resolution of Chuck Schumer's budget from last year that he put together, and now he won't vote for it.
Yeah, they voted for the exact continuing resolution 13 times.
And now they voted against it 14 times.
Look, I think it's a very dangerous play. Mm-hmm. You know, the party out of power is always trying to find an issue, and it's always dangerous.
And leverage.
And,
yeah.
And to give you a great example, going back to, well, actually all our time, I guess.
Yeah.
In 1994, you know, the Republicans swept and Gingrich and the Republicans overplayed their hand. And in 96, you know, the Democrats took back gains. And right. And so we've seen this a lot of times, that deal. But I think it's very dangerous to Democrats. Now that you're into the SNAP benefits, you're talking about real people issues.
Yeah.
You're seeing the traffic controllers. I think I would caution the Republicans to not go too far. They need to keep the tone of continuing to put it up for a vote and to try to break
or
the
bargain.
Logjam. I just think it's the right
Have
thing
a meeting.
To do. Yeah.
You know, Ted, I heard some people talking on the news shows over the weekend, and they were thinking that this is going to continue until past the November 4th elections, because you've got some the elections in Virginia, obviously the elections in New York that we hear them talking about all the time. And then that's when they think something's going to open. What's your prediction on all this?
Well, the issue is health care. Mm-hmm. And the Republicans are trying to pass the continuing resolution on the budget that would continue to eliminate the tax credits for the Affordable Care Act that would leave millions of Americans without health care. And I just believe that the greatest and wealthiest nation in the history of the world can and should make health care accessible to its people.
But don't you think, I mean, it's like both parties have priorities, and we could argue the value of those to the economy, to poor people, to people who need health care. But there's a simple premise of keeping government open, and it seems to hold that hostage for something that you want, no matter how good it is. It seems to take the larger issue off the table and then try to debate that. I just think it's very dangerous to hold so many other things at hostage, because the consequences of those things to human beings at all levels is fairly significant, and it will grow.
I wish that the parties would come together and compromise and work out their differences.
So why can't... Yeah.
They're not even talking. That's what's frustrating me.
That's the biggest thing
that
I'm wondering about.
They're talking on TV and on radio.
Right, not to
and
each other.
They're talking
They're
points.
Talking at each yeah. other, but
Correct.
Not to each other. I Correct. Don't understand why they can't open the government and then continue this conversation. Because it seems like the Democrats keep saying, well, this is the leverage that we have to do it. But I was, believe it or not, I wasn't watching it live, but I saw it on social media. CNN talking about the fact that the Democrats are losing this argument. And I can't remember the guy's name on CNN, but he's very animated when he goes through his numbers.
Yeah, the poll guy. I know
the poll guy.
The
yeah, not the yeah. not the Kornacki on MSNBC,
right. No.
But
he's
they've got a guy
CNN
on CNN who's
yeah.
like Kornacki Jr. And he is going through all that. And he's talking about the Republican numbers since the shutdown have actually gone up. And the Democrat numbers are going down. And you have an awful lot of people who are saying, look, you're hurting our people the most. You need to open this thing.
Well, here's the thing, too. I think that sometimes you have to let the pain happen for people to understand how horrible a certain policy is. So the other side of the argument of, hey, this is our leverage as Democrats, that we're going to hold up everything because they're going to do this awful thing. Sometimes you have to let the awful thing happen so that people can differentiate and say, well, this was the Republicans' choice, was to kick all these people off of health care.
But traditionally, midterms
mm-hmm.
would favor the party out of power, and it very mm-hmm. easily would be for them to take one House of Congress and to be able to leverage back. I don't think Ted House would have ever in the Senate done something like this, or Jane Duker would have advised a Governor Holden or Nixon to do this. I think both of you would have said, let's continue to engage, but let's not do anything that would harm anybody. I just think that's the nature of you all, and proven by your records.
Well, and like I said, I mean, there is another political argument that says, let the bad happen, because people right now, I don't think they fully understand how bad kicking all these people off of health care is going to get. And it's going to be, you know, let's face it, the Affordable Care Act put more people on health care, which means our insurance premiums go up less because all of these people are insured and we're not paying for them to go to the emergency room anymore.
The interesting thing about that is that Hakeem Jeffries was talking about how much the premiums are going to go up. But they come out tomorrow, and from what people are talking about on early numbers, the premiums are actually going down from where they were. And the premiums aren't going up, and if they don't go up, that blows his argument, and they did all this for nothing.
Wait, well, no, if I mean, you know, it depends on whether the people are allowed to enroll and how many people will actually be cut off when.
But don't both of you believe that, I mean, it's been 14 years since we have subsidy, 16 years since we've subsidy addressed health care. And to me, in the fast-changing world, it is almost past its time. In other words, both parties have failed to substantially address health care costs and so many issues related to health care. I mean, I think it's a much larger crisis, and I'm not sure the Democrat position honestly does much to change that dynamic. I mean, it is time for a huge overhaul and a huge discussion about health care in America. And I'm just not sure that anybody's really talking about what needs to be talked about.
Clearly, it's important to get to the bottom of that. But the Trump Big Beautiful Bill that the Republicans passed this summer took away the ACA tax credits, and that will result in millions and millions of Americans being kicked off of health care. And I think that's what the Democrats are trying to protect right now.
Yeah.
The SNAP benefits has been a big part of the conversation that we've been talking about, because I guess as of tomorrow is when those payments stop flowing. And the Democrats, the Missouri Democrats, have made an appeal to Kehoe, and they want Kehoe to solve this problem.
Well, he's helping, but there is no way for the state of Missouri to cover SNAP. There's just no way. We don't have enough money. You could shut state government down tomorrow, and we still would not have enough money to do it. So the best he can do, Kehoe can throw some money, and I think he has shown an intention to do that, and you know, it's appreciated. But we did get a court order that said that the president is required to use, you know, what is it, the sort of rainy day type funds in order to fund SNAP benefits.
Well, he's been using tariff money he's using tariff money to go pay for the SNAP benefits.
Yeah, but I'm having a senior moment. There's a fund that is, you know, that everyone believes he can tap, and he's refusing to because he wants the pain to happen. I do find it interesting that the Republicans keep saying, oh, the Democrats, you know, they want harm to happen. Why do they want to hurt people? Well, I mean, I think that Trump's refusal to use this money for SNAP benefits is to inflict pain so that it will put pressure on the Democrats.
When you get into a crisis, either party can overplay their hand, and I would caution them, especially the cost of people.
I agree with you on that.
And look,
both parties
both
are at risk.
Both you and Ted were in politics at a time where Republicans were not relevant, and Republicans would have pulled the same thing as we saw. It was a press conference aimed at a governor who grew up at, literally his dad left their family, you know, five kids with nothing to fend for themselves, and he has that empathy. So it's sort of misaimed, but I get it. When you're not relevant and don't have a voice in a government because of the majority, you look for things to say, but I think it's no more than rhetoric.
Well, you mentioned, David, that when I served in the Senate, we worked across the aisle.
You did.
And
that was allowed back then? You could do that?
It was a wonderful thing. There was a very bipartisan spirit in the Missouri Senate, and I worked with Steve Aleman and Chuck Gross from St. Charles County. And
he would
and
get
others.
Criticized by his own party for that crossover, and he didn't have the benefit Jane did. She could come into our office and we could make deals, and we would act like they were against it, and we would defeat them somehow magically. But Ted unfortunately had to prosecute that on the floor and take the credit for it. Jane was much smarter than either you or I, and she was able to come and to make deals to get things done without having to take all the heat from her fellow party.
I just wish the parties could work together today like we did.
It would be something
they could.
New.
They're afraid of primaries. This is the whole problem.
It's about gerrymandering. It's about being afraid of primaries.
Doubt. Elections are a big deal, that's for sure, and August seems to be the only election that matters anymore. Jane Duker is here. Ted House is here. David Barklage. My name is Mike Elam, sitting in for Mark Reardon today. It's Friday. Happy Halloween. The Reardon Roundtable is on 97.1 FM Talk. 97.1 FM Talk. It is Mike Elam sitting in today for Mark Reardon. Thanks for Andy for checking in. We appreciate you. We are doing the Reardon Roundtable. Jane Duker is here as normal on a Friday. Ted House, former circuit judge, former state rep, state senator. Ted, you've done a little bit of everything.
2 years. I'm grateful for that.
32 years is...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call because real protection means showing up. Even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Long career, brother. That's a good one. And David Barklage, GOP strategist, a guy who's helped an awful lot of people get into office and stopped a number of other people from getting there. We are all sitting in on the round table on this Friday, thinking about all the candy that we used to steal from our kids. Was there a particular type of candy that you felt like when your kids went trick-or-treating that you needed to inspect when they got home? And by inspect, I mean steal.
Yeah, because we would come home and have a sorting ceremony.
Oh, yeah.
And you sit down and you trade, you know, for
just
what you don't like.
Just dump it all out on the floor.
Dump it all out, and me and my brother would just, you know, because my sisters were older than us, so they weren't trick-or-treating anymore. But, yeah, we would sit out there and we would trade, you know, and it was, and I remember To Kill a Mockingbird was always on. Halloween night.
What a strange
memory.
Was to
limit the candy they could eat so that we would have more for ourselves.
Oh, no question. My mom would be like, I have to hide this. You can't have this much. And then I would go and check and see that much of the candy. Oh, I stole for my kids. I admit it.
I was obligated to make sure that the Twix were safe for my children.
Yeah,
That is so kind of you.
Yes.
Yeah.
David, what was your candy that you needed to
Snickers
inspect?
Snickers or Reese's peanut butter cups?
Reese's, I'm right there with you. So I saw a thing earlier that said, yeah, you don't worry about the Twizzlers because licorice is horrible. And I'm like, really? I like
the
Twizzlers.
War on, the war on licorice?
I'm
oh
like,
my,
no.
I
now,
love
if it's,
licorice.
If it's the black licorice, I'm with you.
Yeah.
I have, no.
I, yeah, I'm
but Snickers is the filet mignon of I think, of candy.
Ooh, I'm Rolos. I think Rolos is the gold standard.
Rolos is something you don't find very often anymore.
Well, those, and there are, and there's always a few people that like give out full-size candy bars.
I know. My when wife you, started doing that a few years ago, and I'm like, what are you doing? Are we made of money here? What's going on?
My dad used to haul for, he had a trucking company here in the city of St. Louis, and he used to haul for Hershey.
Ooh.
So he would bring home
these full.
Oh, no, it was obscene.
Why couldn't we have a dad that had a job like
no
that?
No kidding.
I'm telling you, ya.
The biggest fraud in marketing is taking the tiny little candy bars and calling them the fun size.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
What a crock that is. A fun size candy is a 15-pound block of chocolate. You know?
Oh, exactly. That's a fun size.
On Brookwood, there were more tricks and treats growing up, but if you put a bowl out and said, take one, and someone took more than one, we had a hose ready for you.
Ooh.
Oh,
that
nice.
That was just for the more kinder things. So I grew up in the rough and tumble suburbs of Cape Girardeau.
Now, so did you two grow up here?
I did.
Ted, did you grow up here?
I started in Lee Summit, moved to Fayette, and then moved to St. Charles in 1986 to practice law.
So when I grew up in Northwest Arkansas, we didn't do this whole you had to tell a joke.
Oh, yeah.
That's a St. Louis thing, isn't it?
It is very St. Louis.
Did you have that in Southern Missouri?
No, and I'm just thinking about Arkansas and thinking of a joke I could tell, but
hey,
I'm not going to.
It's radio, man. Keep it clean here.
Right. Yeah, no, I grew up with jokes.
Did you have?
I had to give them, and then I sometimes demand them. Not of the little ones, but the big ones, especially the teenagers, like the 15-year-olds that want candy. Like, they got to sing for their
supper.
I was
on a conference call yesterday with a bunch of progressive groups. We were actually working across aisle lines and unions, and I thought it was a funny joke. I said, you all have more PACs than you do genders.
Oh!
But it didn't seem as funny as to some people, but I thought it was a good Republican joke. I had the same thing when I was at a union event, and I said, you all look like the Republican Party, all male and white.
Oh, boy.
And they just looked at me. I don't know why you all can't laugh.
Or just,
It warms my heart, David, to know that you were at labor, you were working with labor and you were at a union
that's
meeting.
That's
right. That makes me feel good.
That's the better part of the story. Yep.
People come together. Speaking of working together and trying to work across, everybody is talking on national elections. Everyone seems to be focused on New York City and looking at what's going on there. Jane looks so excited to talk about this topic.
I mean, whatever. It's just, he's ridiculous. That's all I have to say. I'm not going to defend him. I'm not going to defend the people that are trying to help him get into office. This is, you know, I don't think he represents Democrats no more
than that.
Right. And I don't, just like I don't think that Bernie Sanders, I mean, he isn't a Democrat. So, I mean, you know, I think Republicans are going to use this and say this is the face of the Democratic Party. And Democrats are going to have the challenge to say, you know, this does not represent us.
But Ted, don't you think part of this plays into national politics, particularly because Schumer is New York and he's a senator from New York, and what's going on in New York City is scaring him to death with the power that AOC seems to be getting, especially the fundraising that AOC is seeing out of this whole progressive side and socialist side of the party that's just taking off. And Schumer is scared to death to do anything because he's afraid he's going to get primaried by her.
Well, they're talking about issues in the New York mayoral race that are important to the people of New York.
And no one else cares.
And they're striking some responsive chords with those voters. But I'm sure that my Republican friends will do everything they can to try to paint every moderate Democrat in Missouri with that brush.
David, doesn't it help Republicans next year if Mondavi is the mayor of New York?
You know, it does, but it hurts New York. And again, I think that I could use the partisan stuff and say he's the gift from heaven and he'll keep on giving. But the reality is, you know, him in charge of one of the great cities of America is scary.
And it's terrifying.
And I think the Democrat Party, this is unfortunately means that the Democrat Party will be in, like the Republican Party, a internal fight that will distract it from being able to really be
unified.
Compromising mm-hmm. and unified to do good things for the country. It's a terrible distraction.
You can tell that the leadership of the Democrat Party is scared to death on where to go because the leadership is not with him, but mm-hmm. they feel like they have to at least placate him because if they don't, they feel like they're going to get attacked.
But don't you all both believe on both the Republican and Democrat side that the politicians on one hand stir everybody up to say, you're Nazis, you're communists. And so why would you not expect the grassroots to then have a reaction? And to me, it's like, you know, someone yelling that there's fire in the crowded theater and then not understanding why everybody is fleeing. And to me, it goes back to the rhetoric of the leadership on both parties. So easy to call names, put labels on people, and that's driving, you know, activists to be even more radicalized, and then they turn around and they vote that.
Well, this guy is a socialist. Like, it's not, you're not issuing a derogatory term.
Well,
you
he
are
labeled
factually
himself that.
Correct. He is factually a socialist.
We could have a very long conversation about the roots and the causes of the polarization and the division in America and how our leaders fuel that division because they think it benefits them.
Protects them.
And it's a shame because, like you said, the action now in politics largely is in the primaries.
Yes.
And so the Republicans run as far to the right as they can, and the Democrats run as far to the left as they can. And the vast majority of Americans who are in the middle get left out and feel left out and feel that the government is not responding.
Don't you feel like that's a big reason why a lot of people just don't participate in elections anymore? Because they feel like things have gone so extreme one way or the other that they just don't have a party. I mean, I used to think that there was a third Republican, a third Democrat, and a third in the middle. And I really feel like today there's 20% on each extreme and there's 60% of the middle who go, I don't really feel at home with either one of you anymore.
I believe that.
That's why the gerrymandering is so dangerous, because it creates really strong Democrat congressional districts or really strong Republican congressional districts, and then you have to appeal to those extremes to win a primary, and the general elections don't really matter. That's why we've got to have electoral reform when it comes to gerrymandering.
Well, and I also think, too, that I call them the renters. Often the people who are the most radical are the renters, and they only vote in presidential elections, and then they don't show up, you know, midterms and other types of elections. And so, I think it's a major problem. But I do think that this guy is really extreme. And David, I wish that Democrats would say, this is not us.
This is kind of a broader question and not necessarily a political question. But if Mondavi does win like they're expecting him to win, and he takes over New York City, and he does what I think most of us think, if his plan went into action, would destroy New York City. Because the wealthy people of New York are going to flee. I mean, quickly.
Businesses.
Yes.
I mean, look.
Because they can.
We got rid of our crazy progressives here. I think people in St. Louis got fed up and said, we're done. And
your point, sometimes you have to go through the pain to realize what it is.
But it would be incredibly sad because we're seeing everywhere that these policies don't work.
What do you think it would do to the country to have our largest city and arguably one of the biggest cities in the world to go through something like that?
I think it's a huge setback when municipal officials don't care about roads, policing, crime, the economy. Things fall apart. And it's a lesson that should be obvious. I think it's obvious to everybody here. And the fact is we need fewer congressmen and more mayors and more county executives and more legislators that are talking about education and not about this cultural war from one direction to the other.
Yeah. Well, the Democrats have Zoran Mondami and the Republicans have...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Have Donald Trump. So
I'll take that comparison.
Yeah. We can win on that one. Hey, it's Jane Duker is here. Ted House is here. David Barklage. My name is Mike Elam. Thanks for spending part of your Halloween with us. By the way, if you need a joke for your kid tonight, my joke that I put up on Facebook today was, what did the ghost say when he woke up with a hangover? Man, I really need to lay off the booze.
Oh, nice.
Thanks for playing. We'll be here till 6. It's Mike Elam on 97.1 FM Talk.
It is Halloween in St. Louis. My name is Mike Elam.
I just love doing that stuff. Sitting in for Mark Reardon today. It's Friday. Happy Halloween, everybody. The Reardon Roundtable is going live right now. Jane Duker is here, as always, on a Friday. Ted House has joined us. David Barklage has joined us. So I'm one of those people who had a big week. I got directly affected when St. Charles County Executive Steve Ellman said, I'm going to run again. And Steve has been a friend of mine for over 20 years. He's been a political mentor. Met him through Rotary. And saw his commitment to the community back then. Like Ted, he was a state rep. He was a state senator. Then he became a associate judge, a circuit judge. And for the last 19 years, he's been the county executive of the fastest growing county, the wealthiest county, the healthiest county in the state of Missouri. There's a lot of different accolades. We got to turn that mic on. So there's a lot of different accolades that go there. But Steve decided to jump in, and I decided I'm going to run for re-election on county council and pull out of the county executive race. And I endorse Steve because, in my mind, if Steve Ellman still wants to run St. Charles County, those are probably the best hands that we could possibly have to be there. And I've enjoyed the last 12 years of working with him.
Do you know why St. Charles has created 50,000 jobs, lowest crime rate, and not raised taxes in 20 years?
What would that reason be?
People like yourself, Ted, Steve Ellman. If you look at this region, whether it was Stanger, whether it was Sam Page, whether it has been Tashara, you know, again and again, leaders have gotten in trouble. When's the last time you heard yourself or Ted or Steve Ellman in an ethical conundrum or criminal activity or anything else? You have ethical, strong, dedicated leadership.
And he's dedicated to the region. Yes. That, I mean, you know, he's a Republican, but I adore Steve Ellman. He's honest. He is transparent. He wants to work. He knows. He understands that what is happening in the city, what is happening in the county could easily come to St. Charles if we don't work together as a region to make everything better. And he has always stood up when somebody needed to stand up for the region, he would. And then he always builds a bridge when a bridge needs to be built. And,
In some cases, literally.
Literally and figuratively. But, you know, these are the kind of leaders, though, that now have to worry about a primary. This is the exact problem we've been talking about, is that, you know, if somebody doesn't go radical, then they face a primary from a radical right-wing person. And I think that it would be a horrible, horrible thing for our region if Steve Ellman were not there.
I did work closely with Steve Ellman to build some bridges into St. Charles County. So over the Missouri
River.
Real bridges and also some figurative ones, I think. Look, Steve Ellman is one of the most intellectually honest people that you'd ever want to know. He's done a fine job for St. Charles County. We've been friends for almost 40 years.
Wow.
And going back to when we first went into the Missouri legislature. And, you know, he's responsible for a lot of the great things that have happened in St. Charles County. I love the fact that he works and thinks regionally, you know, and frankly, he's stood up to the political infrastructure that's based on the way things were 50 years ago, like there were still 900,000 people in the city of St. Louis.
Right.
And with regard to the poor representation on boards and commissions and East-West Gateway Coordinating Council. And he's said it's time, frankly, for the people of St. Charles County who are carrying the freight here and have that population to have their voices heard.
Ted, as old as we've gotten, you still have it. I think that was one of the most insightful things, and that is, I think, and we all agree, I think, that the St. Louis business community somehow believes that the region is St. Louis City, and instead it is, you know, people should be asking Steve Ellman, why are people moving out of St. Louis City to St. Charles? That's what the mayor should be asking.
They're skipping St. Louis County and going straight to St. Charles.
Look at
the population.
And Mike, I can't stress enough, you putting aside your career to support Steve is an act that is rare in politics. But, you know, I'm lucky here to be around people that are rare in terms of their actions in politics. But I do think that some people say, well, why did Steve change his mind? I don't think it was about him changing his mind as much as his supporters, staff, the business community, so many people, I think, has said, Steve, we're at a critical juncture. There's a lot of changes. We need you one more term. And I don't think he should have to serve one term. I think he has done all his public service, Ted, like yourself and Mike, but sometimes there's that call to duty, and Steve is always going to answer it.
He's not doing this for his own benefit or wealth or aggrandizement or his ego. Steve Ellman is doing what he thinks is best for the people of St. Charles County and the St. Louis region.
And we need the stability. I mean, as a city resident and, you know, former longtime county resident, you know, Steve Ellman has been the stable leader. And you know, I think we have change in St. Louis. It's an upgrade. I expect we're going to have change in St. Louis County. And so I think we need, you know, stability. And it would be a shame to lose that.
Look, and he's got opponents that I think, honestly, Jason Law, I think he's solid. I think he is
great
also,
guy.
You know, had a great record of public service who would do well. And I'll disagree with some and I'll probably get, you know, hit. But you know, Bill Igel is a very charismatic leader. He's very capable. He has to decide if he's willing to do rather than to talk. And I think truly in his heart he will. But I still think Steve Ellman is the best for the region and the best for St. Charles County. He can really lead St. Charles County, which candidly, the influence of St. Charles County on the region and his influence, finally people listening to him, where he used to be dismissed as that guy from St. Charles, I think his time has come.
The problem is Igel has set a tone when he was in the Missouri legislature. When he was in the Missouri Senate, you know, there was 2 years where nothing got done. And I think a lot of people see that is not the kind of firebrand leadership that we need right now. And stability is more important than, you know, these kind of fights.
I'll tell you, Wednesday, so I serve on East West Gateway Council with Steve, and I was looking around the room Wednesday and just kind of noticing all the change that has happened. Chris Slusher is the new county executive over in Madison County. Great guy, sharp guy, young guy, and I think he's got a strong vision for what he's going to do over in Madison County. I really like working with Kara Spencer. She is very open to ideas. Yep. When people talk to her about things, she's not combative. if she feels strongly about something, you know she feels strongly about it. But I've appreciated getting to know her and kind of learning more about her.
Has she called you a Nazi once?
Not once. Right.
Or a racist?
No. And she and Steve don't fight at everything. I mean, Tashara was at the point where if Steve said the sky was blue, she would say it was green just because he said it was blue. And she may look at it and go, I know it's blue, but I'm never going to agree with Elman. Mm-hmm. But I don't know what's going to happen in St. Louis County. There are a lot of people who keep counting Sam out. And I'm not going to put the cart before the horse, but I would say right now, Brian Williams is looking pretty good right there. Dennis Gannon is leaving Jefferson County. He's not running for re-election. He's been a really good servant and a good leader down in Jefferson County. You're going to have somebody new there. Dave Schatz is now over in, he's the presiding commissioner in Franklin County with Tim Brinker leaving and going to Greater St. Louis. You have an awful lot of new leadership. Mm-hmm. Around the St. Louis area in executive roles. And I think that's key. As David was talking about, it's different from being a legislator,
yep,
where you can sit in the back and you can throw rocks. And I think that voice needs to be heard in the party. You need to have that voice heard. But as I looked around the room, it just struck me as how many in that room, how they look at Elman. And they look at Elman as a statesman. They look at a guy who has experience, and I think they would defer to his opinion. And like Steve talked about when he came out to say, I'm going to run again, one of the reasons why he said he wants to do that is he's never felt more positive about the region, more optimistic about the region. And right now, I think he has a bigger opportunity to put a St. Charles County stamp on this region and bigger influence on this region than we've ever had in St. Charles, Ted.
This region is not going to succeed until it understands what it really is. There is not even a definition of what this region is. GSL has one definition. There's the MSA. There's what East-West Gateway. And so is it St. Louis City? Is it St. Louis City and County? Or is it something much more moderate and much more centrist? But I'll say this. The one thing we missed is you have Mike Kehoe's governor. And St. Louis is tough. If you're not from here, they don't listen. But they listen to Mike, and Mike Kehoe wants to do great things. And Brian Williams, I think, is the kind he's shown in the Senate. He's maybe the Ted House of his generation.
He kind of is.
That he cares more about governing,
yes,
and doing things rather,
yes,
than the culture wars. And he doesn't care about Republican or Democrats. He wants to govern and make
He'll
things better.
He'll work with anyone
idea. We could have a home run for the region, what it needs. Because otherwise it's going the wrong direction.
I agree. And I think that could be a slate that really could put St. Louis back on the map and make people feel like this region is actually coming together and can improve. And, you know, the idea that the point you made about legislative versus executive, I mean, you just can't understate that. As someone who served in the executive, you know, as a staffer, they're completely different personalities. They're completely different goals. And we need to start getting rid of all of these flash, you know, cultural issues in local government. If you don't abortion has nothing to do with state and county government. Get back. The voters have said, we want you to get back to core business. And you know, Steve Elman has been doing core business.
Well, you're right that one of the problems, the difference between being a legislator and executive is really important. Bill Eagle was a hand grenade thrower in the Missouri Senate and really, yeah, was unable to accomplish much doing that. I'm concerned, you know, we're fighting for public education. You know, we believe that a thriving community needs great public schools, and the hostility that Eagle has shown towards our public schools really scares me for what could happen.
Well, we're talking, sorry, David, we'll get back to this on the other side. It's the Reardon Roundtable. Jane is here. Ted House is here. David Barklage. My name is Mike Elam. Thanks for spending part of your Halloween with us on 97.1 FM Talk. It's the Reardon Roundtable on 97.1 FM Talk. Mike Elam sitting in for Mark Reardon today. Gene Duker is here. Ted House, David Barklage. So, Jane, you're a city resident now.
I am.
You've got to be proud to see that your sheriff went to jail.
Yep.
It's never a good day in law enforcement when your sheriff goes to jail.
But, you know, as I've always said on this program, you know, law enforcement officers, you know, they don't want the bad ones around any more than anyone else. And this guy is just unstable. And the idea that you would mess around with the feds and you go get a burner phone in order to talk to witnesses, I don't know what passes through your brain as that being a good idea. So, you know, the judiciary is going to, you know, have to save the city of St. Louis citizens from Alfred Montgomery. But I just want you to know, I mean, this was a Megan Green. This is this radical left group again. This is who put this guy up. And, you know, how many more examples do we need that the radical progressive stuff is not working anymore?
Well, and it may not be working in St. Louis, but I think Parson administration showed with the appointment of Gabe Gore mm-hmm. that when you have a failure in local government, and Republicans yep. have got to get past their local government that we shouldn't get involved. You've got to get involved in local government when it is necessary.
When they're the economic engine of the state.
A correction needed to happen, and they did. And I think the same thing with the sheriff.
I agree.
Is that Mike Kehoe will pick someone that I believe will reflect the best for St. Louis City. But it goes back to the structural problem of the city and county, this duplicative government, inefficient. Government structure in St. Louis City is going to keep it from, I think, turning it around.
And well, they missed the best opportunity when they had the Charter Commission
yeah.
to get rid of. I mean, look, this, sadly, and being in government for 30 years, being a government lawyer for 30 years, this government is organized to fail.
Oh,
okay? It is
yes.
a structural problem that cannot be fixed without substantial change. And, you know, for all of these people who name themselves progressives, they're protecting the status quo.
Well,
and that is what's bringing us back. And and it's holding us back. So, I mean, the idea that all the and did you see, you know, the relief money to the tornado victims, they can't get it out because the government is structured in a way to make it impossible to help these people in a timely manner.
Well, part of the question, though, David, you said that Kehoe's going to pick someone
well,
to replace.
A dispute about that.
Now there's a question about, okay, who gets to pick the new
yep.
sheriff? And the mayor has said that it needs to be her, Megan Green, and
well, the board. Some people say it's the board. Some people say it's the mayor. Some people say it's the governor. So I'm imagining that the judiciary is going to, you know,
the
have
judiciary
to decide
that. But look, if it's Kehoe, he's going to be collaborative,
right?
And
he's shown that.
And because he cares, he wants someone that people can come together on and do a good job. And so, if I were the mayor and them, I would let the governor take the lead to the extent that then if it's a bad pick, then they can blame him. But candidly, for the people and for the interest of the people, having the governor who doesn't have entanglements that might complicate who the person is picked, I would have the governor do it, just as Governor Parson picked Gabe Gordon.
Ted, what are your thoughts on this?
Well, I'm not involved with the city of St. Louis sheriff, but
you're welcome.
I can tell you though that as a circuit judge and the presiding judge of the 11th Judicial Circuit in St. Charles County, I am eternally grateful to our sheriff and our sheriff's department, to the corrections officers and to the bailiffs that kept us and the public safe
mm-hmm.
and did a masterful job for the 18 years in which I was in the St. Charles County.
It shouldn't be that hard. I mean, really, this is a basic, again, this is a basic function. Alfred Montgomery went around and said he was going to, like, save the world. And it's like, you know what? Transport the prisoners, you know, keep the court safe. He has a terrible relationship with the judiciary. That's not the
way
it
should
be.
But you know what? This goes back to the region. I don't think St. Louis is capable of changing St. Louis. I think it's going to take the region.
So we only have just a few seconds left. David, what are you doing for Halloween?
Eating candy and nursing my wife back to health.
Oh, there you go. Well, I hope she heals quickly. Ted, what's going on at the house?
Oh, my wife is visiting her brother in Texas, so I'm just going to stay home.
He's batching it.
He's batching it.
Pass out candy to the neighbor's kids.
So
you
leave a light on and give out the candy, the fun size or the full size?
There's no fun size in our house. It's got to be the big candy bars.
How about
what's your address? What's your address?
Making,
put it on air.
Yeah, I'm making homemade chicken pot pie and having friends and family over and giving out kids to the to the babies.
Jane, you're so much fun.
Well, I appreciate you guys coming in. Thanks for being a part of our roundtable on a Halloween. Jane's going to stick around for a little while. Ted, David, thanks very much. You guys have a great holiday. It's Mike Elam on 97.1 FM Talk.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
In the UEFA Champions League, every moment is a story.
Bukayo Saka scores!
And every great story needs an audience. The UEFA Champions League. Stream every goal, every game, live exclusively on Paramount Plus.
ARC Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Your cold is coming! Your cold is coming! When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.